اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all, and also our brothers from Sevier International School. Welcome Fawad Haider and Salamun Alaikum.
Salam, thank you, sir.
Are you
How
good?
Are you?
Alhamdulillah, yes. Thank you so much. And Brother Ali Nasser?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Great, that's great. So, brothers and sisters, thank you so much once again for joining us. So, Brother Fawad and Ali Nasser, inshallah, today our topic is about Ayah 114 of Surah Al-Baqarah. We'll have a short explanation and also the main topic, which is practical tajweed rules. Inshallah, we'll have these two topics in our in this session, inshallah. Okay, so Ali Nasser and Fawad Haider, and also our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, make sure you have your Quran and you are on Ayah 114. Let's listen once and then we'll continue our class. Alhamdulillah, nice recitation, and one good news, inshallah now we'll have a nice recitation as well. Make sure you listen and repeat after me.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ومن أظلم ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها اسمه وسعى في خرابها.
ومن أظلم ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها اسمه وسعى في خرابها.
أولئك ما كان لهم أن يدخلوها إلا خائفين.
أولئك ما كان لهم أن يدخلوها إلا خائفين.
لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم.
لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم.
أحسن. Thank you so much. ومن أظلم ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها اسمه وسعى في خرابها. Who is a greater wrongdoer? Okay? Who is more ظالم? Who is greater wrongdoer than the one who denies access to the mosque of Allah? The one who do not let people go to the mosques, or those who prevent people from entering the mosques, okay? Who is wrongdoer, greater wrongdoer than him? And also, what does he do? And lest his name be celebrated therein. And it means they do not let people, okay, to kind of say the names or remember the name of Allah in the mosques, okay, in the masjids. Who is greater wrongdoer than him? Did you get the message? Yeah. Allah Almighty is saying that, who is that greater? It means the one who does this, he is a great wrongdoer. Okay, he's a great zalim. وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا, and he tries to ruin them, to destroy the masajids. Okay? أُولَٰئِكَ, so, if those who do this, what happens to them? أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَن يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ. Uh-huh. Such ones, those people, may not enter the masajid إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ, except in fear. They will enter. It means even if they enter the masjid, okay, because their aim is to destroy, their aim is to stop people from entering the masajid, from like this culture of going to masajid, this Sharia law that you should go to masajid, remember Allah Almighty, these things, they want to prevent people, okay? So they themselves, if they want to enter the masajid, they will enter with fear, of course, okay? They are so scared of being kind of, they are in danger, of course, in danger of themselves. Yes, illa khaifin. Inshallah, we'll explain. Lahum fi dunya khizyun. There is disgrace for them in this world, and there is for them also a great punishment in the hereafter. So the message is this, okay? That those who prevent people from going to the masajid, what do? They bombard the masajid. They explode the masajid, okay? Like we have Daesh and these things. So what happens to them? They say that we kill the people because they are not Muslims. But look, they are killing Muslims in the masajid. How many people they have killed in the masajids in Palestine, in Yemen, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan. Look, they're killing these people, the Muslims, okay? And they say, we are Muslims. We do this based on the Quranic verses. What does the Quran say? Look. وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَيَا يَدْخُلُهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah Almighty clearly says this. It means you are kafir. You are mushrik. You are not Muslims if you are doing so. And also one message to those parents that, alhamdulillah, Muslim parents, okay, they all are good at these things. They send their children to the masajid. They help their children learn Islamic teachings, okay? But there are some parents, okay, that they do not let their children to go to masajid to learn Quran. They pay, I know, they pay, especially those who are in Europe, okay? They pay a lot of money for their kids to go to piano class, to go to dance class, to go to karate class, to go to any type of other classes, okay? Guitar classes. I know them. But they do not pay a single penny for their children to learn Quran, to go to masajid. They do not pay a single coin, okay, or a single dollar, okay, for their children to rent a bus to go, okay, with a bus to the masjid and learn Quran. But besides, we have a lot of good Muslims that they put everything for their children, okay, they give everything so that their children learn Islamic teachings. Their future should be bright. Their future should be Muslim, okay, Islamic future, and inshallah, they will have a place in heaven.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض
حياتي. How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
آيات الله حمتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. قرآني نبض حياتي
قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني.
So guys, let's go for the tajweed rules. ومن أظلم نون ساكن plus حمزة. It's نون ساكن plus حمزة. We had it in the previous ayah as well. In ayah من أسلم وجهه in ayah 112, right? We had it. So نون ساكن plus حمزة, the rule
إظهار.
إظهار, right. ومن أظلم ممن منع all or
إدغام
رس مم إدغام yeah مم actually من من
yeah
it's like this من من منع look من from من those who منع stop or prevent من من منع
so it's إدغام مثلي
because you do إدغام so you pronounce it this way مم من منع look all the noon will be sacrificed here okay مم من منع مساجد الله أي يذكر أي يذكر إدغام again merge them في حسمه brothers and sisters if you don't know what إدغام is you wanna learn more إظهار إخفاء please listen to our previous sessions we have explained all of them in the Tajweed Rules series of classes that we had about reading and fluency of the Quran Kareem recitation and also Tajweed Rules please refer to them inshallah and listen to them learn them inshallah and also continue being with us okay stay with us so ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها اسمه فيها then اسمه starts with حمزة الوصل and we have a long vowel before حمزة الوصل so you want to join these two words فيها with اسمه what is the rule now علي ناصر
here
فيها اسمه اسمه sorry فيها اسمه اسمه
I have a question.
Yeah.
So here, fiha.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hamzatul wasl.
Mm-hmm.
So can we just say fiha izhar? Then we say the next one.
There is no izhar. No, you have to skip hamzatul wasl. So you skip hamzatul wasl and you have to skip the long vowel sound. Fiha. Not ha.
Yeah.
So why do we pronounce it like this?
That's the rule says. You skip hamzatul wasl. When you skip hamzatul wasl, so you have to skip that long vowel sound as well. No, it's not.
The meaning will change, yeah?
Yeah, kind of. Actually, it's the beauty, okay?
Yeah.
The meaning is simple here, it's clear, but the beauty, the recitation, it says this way, okay? Fi hasmuhu. It changes kind of the word, yes. Fi hasmuhu. Okay. Make sure you skip the long vowel and also the
وَسَعَى
فِي خَرَابِهَا There is a jim says that you should stop here. You can stop. It's optional.
Yeah.
Stop or continue. Any of them. أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَن يَدْخُلُوهَا إِدْغَامْ هَا إِلَّا Hamza and Mad are in two separate letters, okay? Different letters. So the Mad is not wajib. That's why in recitation I didn't prolong it, okay? Which means you can prolong it or... You don't.
Jaiz munfasil.
Yeah, jaiz munfasil. Khaifin. This is wajib because mad is also in the word khaifin and hamza is also in the word khaifin. Khaifin. Lahum fi dunya. Dunya was one of the exceptional words that we do not apply the rule idgham.
Yeah.
We have known sakin plus ya, but it was exceptional case. Lahum fi dunya khizyun. Tanween plus waw, merge them, right? Yar o malun letters. Khizyun. Walahum fil akhirati azabun azim. Tanween plus ayn from throat letters.
Ilhar.
You do not bounce it. You do not kind of merge it. Nothing. So, alhamdulillah, the tajweed rules, which were very important. Here we mentioned them. So make sure, inshallah, you practice them. And for more information about the explanation, about the details, about the tafsir, make sure you refer to the Mufassirin's books, interpretations, inshallah. See you in the coming sessions. If you have any questions, no brothers?
No.
Okay. Brothers and sisters, thanks so much for being with us. You've listened all the time. Allah bless you, inshallah. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tawahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرجه
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطي